My name is Wyn Heath. I was coach to the Great Britain Olympic team that qualified to go to Moscow, but unfortunately were unable to go. I was also England coach for 7 years, and there I saw many changes in England and then going into Great Britain. One thing that I noticed when I was asked to take the England job on, that I wasn't involved in selection. So the selectors were one from each of the territories, because we had territories then. And my first report was to Mary RV to say I felt that the coach should be involved in either selecting or some input. And eventually it did happen after about 3 years. When I was asked to take the GB team on, I had to apply for that, but I was involved in selection. So we had one from each country, Scotland, Ireland, Northern Ireland, Wales and England, but I was also a selector. So that to me was a slight move away from England, that Great Britain, because that was the first time we'd had a Great Britain team, I was involved in selection, which to me was a very positive way forward. And just to talk about a little bit about Great Britain, we only had 18 months to qualify. And so we had to beat a lot of the top teams to qualify, because only five, plus Russia, went to that as the host nation went to the Olympics. So it was an interesting time, because I was gathering or having players from England, one from Scotland, Wales and Ireland. So we came together, and it was an interesting gathering, really, because of they played for their own country, and then all of a sudden we're together. But it worked very, very well, and I think credit goes to all the players there. And so it helped, because I was coach, that I'd had an input in selection. And in fact, probably I had more say, because I was coaching them and I could see their ability in a way, because I'd only just finished playing myself, so I came into coaching probably a year after I'd finished playing for Wales. So it was an interesting time, but of course we didn't have the facilities or the time that we see today. However, you do what you have at that time. And we all worked very, very hard. I think of the two Irish girls coming over, flying over, had worked till Thursday night. We'd all worked, and then we had to have time off, or we met at Lillishall Friday night, and then we had Saturday and Sunday, then off to work again. Whereas now, which I'm all for it, because I put it in my own reports, that if England, Great Britain wanted to be in the top six in the world, the only way forward was to have them in groups together to train in one place. And so it's changed tremendously for the best, I think. You can always say, harping, oh, that was the best time. You can't. It was the best time then, but you move on.
So which countries did you have to play to
beat? We had to play New Zealand, and we beat New Zealand. We had to, because we'd be, I mean, the interesting thing was had played the World Cup in Vancouver, England, Scotland and Wales and Ireland, and then the next week we were Great Britain. So because we all wanted to qualify and be part of this new beginning, really, I suppose. We beat New Zealand. But we won all our matches and managed to qualify. So I think we beat Holland and Germany. I'm sure we did. New Zealand, I know we did. And America, I think. So, you know, we won our matches to go through, really, because it was the top five. Whereas the other countries were a country, whereas...
So how long in advance of the Olympics did you find out that you weren't going to be able to go?
When we were at Crystal Palace, we were training, and then we were told, and we were absolutely staggered, absolutely upset because some of us would never get an Olympic Games again. And we were really cross about it because we'd spent a lot of time, and our own money really, I suppose, time from work. So we did write a letter on behalf of the squad, which was never public, but it was sent to the, I think Mary Arvey was president then, was sent to the executive saying how upset and we wanted to go. But it was out of our hands really, but we felt we had to do something, and that was it.
So did you send that letter to the Secretary of the British Olympic?
I think that Liz will probably tell you more about it because she was the manager and it came from us all, but as a manager she was the one that sent it. But I know she was on the executive, the England executive, and it was sent to Mary Russell Vick, I think, because she was president of the Great Britain Committee. So it was sent to her. But that was a sad time, really, and we just disbanded and nothing happened. And this is the first time we've all come together.
When GB played next, were you involved?
No, Anne took over. I was then, I had to choose whether I coached Great Britain or England. So I was pushed a bit to do the England. So I coached England for the next 4 years.
Tell me a bit about your coaching England.
Yeah, that was very interesting. Again, I played against a lot of them, which was interesting as a player myself. And again, it was slightly different because I wasn't involved in selection. You all have your own ideas about who you select, don't you? But it was a great bunch. They worked very, very hard. Again, we came together Friday night. We'd all worked or whatever. Saturday and Sunday, coaching. And then we all went home. And I did give them training and that sort of thing. Because that was the other thing, that we didn't have a trainer, although I tried to get one. We had a physio on tap, which was great, but when I see it now, they've got someone who's training, so the coach does the tactics and you've got a trainer to train them. So you give them ideas and I did do a degree and I did some research on that, but you're reliant on them doing that and making sure that they do it really.
How often did you get them together?
Ooh, probably about twice, and then you'd have one. Then you'd come meet Friday afternoon, have a coaching session, and then you play your internationals on the Saturday. So they'd all disbanded, and then you came together, and that was great because they were a great crew. I was very fortunate; I had some wonderful players. But it was difficult.
Who were the stars of the team?
Well, I don't like saying stars, you see. I like to say that it's a team. You know, there was good defence players, good attack players. You know, it's difficult for me to say that because I'm a great believer in as a team. I've always been a team player. So I'm sure other people would say, but I you know, they were all very, very good in their own rights. And all these here today were fantastic players. I couldn't pick anyone out of that Great Britain squad at all.
And what was your record as a coach for England?
Ups and downs. Unfortunately, we missed out on the top four in both World Championships, unfortunately. We went to Thailand and it was very... very, very hot.
And there's no question of acclimatisation training.
No. I did a bit, but not a lot. Because, if I'd been full-time, I could have had them in an area that... Even I worked at Iron Marsh PE College, so I had facilities there. But, I mean, they couldn't get time off work. Yeah, we beat... I mean, England beat Holland. We beat Germany. We had some very good... We really had some of the good wins. But probably when it mattered, whether it was my fault, I don't know, we didn't just quite get there.
And that was the World Cup in Thailand?
Yeah, that was in, wait a minute.
Kuala Lumpur?
Kuala Lumpur, that's right, Kuala Lumpur. Very, very hot. And that's when Argentina started emerging.
Yes.
That was our first game. And we missed so many opportunities, and we drew that one all. But you could see how they were coming through. It was interesting. And they were well behind everybody else before that time. And they had some superb players.
What about the next World Cup?
No, the first one was Vancouver.
And that was the second one.
Yeah. And that was on grass in Vancouver.
Really?
Yes.
So what year was that?
That would have been... I'm just trying to think. It was 78. Yeah, 78. And then for the Great Britain, then we started playing on AstroTurf.
Which of the international matches really stands out in your mind?
I think there are so many. I suppose the Wembley one, when we had the Queen came. And that was the first time, I mean, the Queen came, which was, and that was against Wales. And having played for Wales as well, that was a very, very nice moment, really. But that was a very memorable one, really. And then in Holland, when we beat Holland, and even the coach came over to congratulate us. How about that? And we beat, yes, it was. They are very sporting at the end. So that was a very memorable one because the Dutch, I think, were at the top then. I mean, they had some superb players. And that was one of the best, I think, that I can remember.
So when you look back on your coaching career, would you do anything differently if you were to do it now?
I think I would, actually. In hindsight, it's wonderful, isn't it, in hindsight? I thought I was firm. There's a balance being closer to the team and a balance being slightly away. And probably because I was so close to a lot of them, not so much with the Great Britain team, it was a very different group. Because I think we all had, it's a very difficult thing to say this, but because we were a mixture of the countries, we all had to gel together straight away. I'm not saying the England team, we didn't gel together, I think we did. We had a fantastic time. But whether I'd done to stay too long, because I did 7 years, and probably the way the game had shifted, I think possibly my coaching had probably dipped because it had changed a lot because we'd gone on to AstroTurf. We were beginning to play more like an indoor game and the rules were slightly changing. And so you've got to adapt and probably looking back, probably I could have also used more outside people to come in to assist because I was on my own as a coach, and I think that would have helped because now you've got an assistant coach, we had a physio, but you've got other people as well.
But they didn't have the funding to do.
No, we didn't have the funding, and people I did try to get a few of the husbands to do spotting other teams to see where their flicks were or whether their short corners were. And if I'd had, you know, in hindsight it's wonderful, but that would have been very, very useful because your eyes were on the whole thing, whereas it would have been very useful to have somebody logging, you know, patterns of play, whether the person was in the right place, you know, that sort of thing.
You think of the work that Maggie Suyard did with the later England teams,
yes,
and the analysis
would have been
she was able to do.
Very helpful. Absolutely boon.
So, yes.
And that would have helped.
But you must have made lots of friends.
Lots of friends. I mean, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I had a fantastic time. Wonderful people. Wonderful players. Fantastic players. I couldn't have worked with a better group, both England and Great Britain.
So, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very
much.
Thank
you for talking to me.